Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Hi. It's the 25th of July, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the past 24 hours will be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, seems Google might be getting a little fed up with all the malware that's in the Play Store. Well, at least they're going to help you kind of avoid getting it anyways. Google has introduced Google Play Protect. And yes, it's their fight against Android malware and those harmful apps that you'll find on your phone occasionally. What Google Play Protect does, it automatically scans your Android device to ensure that there's no malicious software that's installed on it. Then it's going to give you a comprehensive overview of your device's security status. Another thing, if the service does find anything, all that information will be sent straight to Google. That way it'll help them improve their security detection process in the future. Though you gotta kind of sit there and think in the back of your mind, I wonder what else I'm sending to Google. So, you got a little apps on your phone there, you're like, I'm not so sure about that app. You might want to give it a scan today. Fire Stick users in the U.S. Yes, that little popular device from Amazon. Yes, well, you now can have Hulu Live TV on there for yourself. Mind you, though, it's still in beta, so expect a bug here, a bug there, a bug everywhere. Although it's got nothing to do with Amazon's Fire TV and Fire Stick. Hulu itself is in beta. Though, if you're using Hulu through these devices, you will be automatically upgraded to the recently redesigned user interface. So if you were jealous of people that had it on their Apple TV or Xbox One or iOS or Android mobile devices, and you're thinking, when am I going to get it? Well, now you get to see it. Of course, if you're not familiar with Hulu TV, that's a subscription IPTV service, giving you 50 channels for $40 a month. And if you want some premium stuff, keep adding it on and keep adding it on, and it'll just feel like cable all over again. Staying with streaming services, we've been hearing a bit of an uproar between Spotify and Warner Music. First off, it's because, well, Spotify was kind of having some of their catalog on their service, and they weren't really compensating Warner for it, yeah. But apparently that's all wandering under the bridge now. We don't need to talk about that anymore. Because Spotify and Warner have finally made a deal on music royalties. At least it seems that way. Apparently they're signing on the dotted line sometime in September, so there's still time to screw this up. Now, as with any deal, no terms have been disclosed to the public, but we have heard from Reuters that Warner Music is actually pushing for similar terms as the other deals that they've been signed with Spotify. You might remember with Sony and all that sort of thing. Yeah, they want in on the same action. So if you're a Spotify user and your favorite artist is on a Warner Music label, you probably don't need to worry. Probably. And finally, a little sad news today. Microsoft Paint, it's all dried up. That's right, Paint is dead. Well, it's going to be in Windows 10 Fall Creators Update. You're not going to see it there anymore. It definitely is the end of an era. Of course, we can always remember Paint going all the way back to Windows 1.0 back in November of 1985. Oh, my childhood, it just keeps on dying. As we said, though, as the years went by, users embraced it more and more and more. But it looks like we're going to be having to switch to Paint 3D. Yes, that's the new improved version of Paint. Microsoft pretty much put all of its eggs in its basket for this one. Hence, that's the one we're going to see in the new Creators Update here in a few months. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, you hear me talk about it every single episode. I'm going to keep talking about it every single episode. Just how it is. That's our website. That's where you find all of our fine podcasts. The blog is over there. Review section there, too. Plus, I always say, if you love what we're doing here at BTN, consider giving us a donation. You can do that over there at the website, too. Just hit that the support tab right there at the top of the page. Donate via either PayPal, Patreon, whatever works best for you. And those of you have donated and keep supporting this month after month, thank you so, so very, very much. Our Facebook page, there for your liking, British Tech Network. Our Twitter page, there for your following, at British Tech. I'm also on Twitter for your following, at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community, hanging out in our Slack room, come hang with us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Wednesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, go on, dig out that old Paint program one more time before it disappears. Have a great Tuesday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.